because it brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. That's part of the text. The order of holy baptism that Martin Luther reformed in the mid-1520s begins with these words: depart, unclean spirit, make way for the Holy Spirit. Some of you might remember hearing those words inserted in Samuel John's holy baptism last Sunday. With those words, the unclean spirit is hearing the sound of a battle siren, a siren that chases him away immediately. The next event that happens in this holy rite are the words, receive the sign of the holy cross on both your forehead and over your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Those are powerful words. The powerful words continue as the holy rite goes on to use God's word with the water, making it a holy baptism. The triune God is at work. The stronger man is entering and making himself at home, and that's where he wants to abide, in your minds and in your hearts, thus renewing both. He is the one who promises you that he has a hold of you through your holy baptism. It's him that you are now reliant upon, not yourselves. God's promises prevail. The word of God remains true. It does what it says. Yet the doubt is still there. The fear, love, and trust in the self is more than God. Because when you hear such a text from Holy Scripture that talks about evil spirits going out of a person and then coming back to find it empty and living with it seven more, you can't help but think, is it talking about me? Am I doomed to have seven more evil spirits join the one that must still reside in me because I still have wicked thoughts, words, and deeds? Therefore, the evil has certainly come back to dwell in its original house. Fear not the foe, my friends, in Christ Jesus. It may appear that the strong man has a hold of you as you continue to do the things that you didn't want to do and not do the things that the new man wanted you to do. Welcome to the world of being a Christian. words about the such violence, making some, deceiving some, to think that he still has that full strength. And that is how defeated evil spirits then return. If the freed heart is not continually filled with the keeping of God's word, that is, with the continual believing, teaching, and confessing of God's word and sacraments, then the demons have all the more of an empty house to move back into. Then the last state of that person is worse than the first. The unclean spirits must be replaced with the Holy Spirit, and those who have the Holy Spirit hear the word of God and keep it, and thereby they are blessed. Blessed are those whose wickedness has been covered and sins have been forgiven. Blessed are those who confess what is evil as evil, and confess what is good as good. And that good is the Lord Jesus Christ, and his good death and resurrection. You are such people. For though the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil have brought you to excuse yourselves away, calling evil things good and good things evil, so also does God bring you to confess your sins. You are not hypocrites, for you have not claimed to be anything other than what God's word made you out to be. Sinners, redeemed and fully justified by the merits of Jesus Christ crucified and risen, and therefore saints at the same time. The word of God falls upon your ears and you keep it. That is, you receive it with the faith that God created in you at holy baptism. It falls upon your simple, self-justifying ears, and yet it's the power of God that brings you to not react the way of those in the days of Jeremiah, not rejecting God's word, but keeping it by confessing that it is true. The Holy Spirit dwells secure in you as he brings you to confession and absolution, to proper proclamation of the word and right administration of the sacraments, as he brings you to sound liturgy and sound hymnody, to daily drowning of the old Adam in your daily remembrance of your holy baptism, as he brings you to daily devotions on his word, and to a daily life of prayer. This is the keeping of God's word. This is the finger of God keeping a hold of you, the kingdom of God coming upon you as he keeps you fixed and focused on the stronger man who keeps the evil spirits away. The stronger man who has already won the war, the stronger man in whom you have been marked as one redeemed.